Today is the last day before the start of the serious things. School, work, cooler weather. Summer promises hope, but it doesn't always deliver. Our expectations are so high for the month traditionally set aside for fun. Take, for example, Christina Bevilacqua. What were you expecting your summer would be, Christina?
Well, I was expecting that I would have some fun with friends and family, do a little bit of traveling, get a lot of reading done. By about the end of July, I don't want to be on that itinerary anymore. I'm done and I'm ready to go on. And unfortunately, the rest of the country insists upon carrying on for another month of enforced gaiety that drives me out of my mind.
Christina Bevilacqua is a freelance writer in Providence, Rhode Island. In Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, writer Barbara Klein says she could have handled some enforced fun. She has regrets about her summer.
I think in a way my summer has been a little bit disappointing. I had hoped that I would be more tan by now. And although I know being tan is sort of politically and medically incorrect, what I mean is I was hoping I'd be outside gardening, golfing, running, getting fit, tan, and blonde, although I do have dark hair.
What was the problem? Too much heat?
Well, it was a very hot summer, unusually hot here in Pittsburgh, but I had a lot of work which kept me indoors and a lot of sitting around wondering what the heck I was doing. I wasn't outside, and I wasn't sure what I was getting accomplished.
Barbara Klein. Gary Miller is a scientist in Alexandria, Virginia, who had a very specific summer goal. He wanted to visit the Six Flags amusement park nearby.
I mean, it was perfect. It was an ideal setting to go. It was about a month ago, and, you know, we'd had just a lot of humid weather. It was 95 degrees. It was 95% humidity. And then all of a sudden, 1 week, it dropped down to the low 80s, no humidity. And I tried to get all my friends to go. I kept on saying, come on, it's going to be a great week. There's nothing important to do at work. Let's just go ahead, take a day off, go into Six Flags, have a good time, ride some roller coasters. And as it would happen, nobody would go with me.
What were their lame excuses?
Their lame excuses were like, oh, what are you, like some kind of big kid or something like that? Well, let's go to the beach instead. You know, come on, let's go out to the sun. I was like, since when do you stop becoming a kid and not wanting to go on roller coasters?
I have no idea what the answer to that is.
I couldn't believe it. It was the perfect weather. And they said, oh, I don't want to wait in line. But it's such a gorgeous day. Why wouldn't you want to wait in line?
If Gary Miller has others to blame for his summer disappointment, Eileen Flowers, a retired librarian from Canton, Ohio, has only herself to blame for not sticking to her resolutions.
One of my resolutions was I was going to clean all of our closets, and out of that, I was going to make a giant donation to Goodwill.
Sounds like a worthwhile task, but not perhaps especially fun. Is that why I didn't make it to the front of the list?
I never got started. The problem is we live on a lake, and it was just an ideal summer, and I sat on the deck and read. But that also led to a lot of guilt.
Really?
Oh, sure. I had a Catholic education, and guilt comes easily.
Eileen Flowers' guilt involved only herself and her cleaning plans for the summer, but Atlanta playwright, lawyer, and contortionist Lori Stiber ignored an important change in her household, which was
facing the reality that our first child, our daughter Alexandra, will actually be going to college after having gotten accepted was one of my resolutions, and somehow the time's gone on, and she's on the quarterly system going to Northwestern. And I have not faced the reality that she actually is leaving. So I have not gotten her halogen desk lamp. I haven't gotten her extra long twin sheets. I haven't gotten her winter clothes for Chicago. So she'll be in Chicago wearing t-shirts and shorts from Abercrombie unless we get our act together and start doing our college shopping.
What did get done?
What did get done? Well, I did have the courage to get a Brazilian bikini wax, but did not have the courage to wear the thong bikini.
Honey, if you have a college-age daughter and you're wearing a thong bikini, I'd say your summer was terrific.
It was fit and fabulous.
Lori Stiber. We also heard from Eileen Flowers, Gary Miller, Barbara Klein, and Christina Bevilacqua, sharing the regrets of a summer vacation season now swiftly but surely becoming but a memory.